Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey y'all, let's talk. So I realized I have a podcast, the Self-Love Playbook, and I have never given you guys daily affirmations. Isn't that crazy? Like, I failed you guys. Daily self-love affirmations are amazing, and I think they are so important to use as tools to help you on your self-love journey. Self-love is something that a lot of us lack, even when we don't realize it. We struggle with it. And y'all know what? We do not have to. Even for myself, it took me a long time to realize what it was and that I was even lacking it. It took me a long time to know what it meant and how important it was to have it. And it took me a long time to even figure out how to get there. So again, these self-love affirmations are tools that we use on our journey to self-love. It kind of helps us to combat those negative feelings and those negative emotions and start pumping positive ones and finding solutions to problems in our lives and allowing us to be more productive. So it's important that we have it because we have to learn how to be more comfortable with ourselves. We have to learn how to be truly and genuinely happy. And lacking self-love will cause problems in our lives. And again, I know this firsthand. So I have not given you guys the tools, the daily self-love, something as simple as that, to put in your toolbox. So that's what I wanted to do today. When I say these affirmations, look in the mirror or sit somewhere in a quiet place and just repeat after me. I am enough. I matter. Today, I will learn and I will grow. Life does not have to be perfect to be great. I will find happiness within. I am beautiful. I will think positive because positive thinking creates positive things. I have the power. I have the will to change. My imperfections make me unique. They make me special. I am deserving of success. I am deserving of happiness. I don't have to be anyone else in this world but myself. I am proud of myself. I choose myself. I am doing my best. I am more than just my body. I am worthy of my dreams. And I will believe in myself always. I was not given a bone in my body to give up because I was not made to give up. I don't need to be fixed. And I don't need validation from anyone else. I love me. Repeat those self-love affirmations on a daily basis. You can write them down. You can put them on sticky notes. You can write them in your journal. You can sit in a quiet place and just breathe slowly as if you're meditating and repeat these self-love affirmations. You can look in the mirror, but repeat these self-love affirmations and repeat them as confidently as you possibly can. I know in the beginning that it may feel like you're forcing it. It may feel uncomfortable. It may feel weird. It may even feel fake. Because sometimes you don't really believe what you're saying to yourself. But if you keep it up, you will believe it. It's kind of like if you keep telling yourself, if someone keeps telling you something over and over and over, you begin to believe it. The same applies with your self-love affirmation. You don't have to start big. You don't have to start with this long list that I gave you. You can start small. You can start with five. You can start with a few. You can start with your own. But remember, as you keep going along and as you continue to do it, they'll get longer and it will become more believable. It will become easier. And again, if these don't apply to you, you can come up with your own. You can write them down. You don't have to repeat the ones that I said in this. These are kind of like a guide, but feel free to. But please repeat these daily self-affirmations, especially if you're on your self-love journey. It may also help to write down all the negative things you have thought about yourself. This can be thoughts from yourself or thoughts from others. Because identifying those negative thoughts towards yourself kind of helps you to pick out those right affirmations anyway. So like I said, you don't have to pick the ones that I said in this podcast. You can kind of write down all those negative things and combat them with those positive self-love affirmations. This is a great tool as you set foot on your self-love journey. It is imperative that you begin to do things like this in any capacity, in any way you feel comfortable doing so. Just do it. And I hope that it helps. And I hope that it starts to pump out those positive feelings, those positive emotions, and allow you to feel a little less of a burden, to allow your problems to feel a little less heavy. I look forward to speaking with you guys next week. I would like your feedback. Again, my Instagram is I am Latrice Rayner. You can comment on these podcasts, leave a review. I will communicate. I will respond. And let me know how you're doing. Let me know how these affirmations are helping you through your self-love journey. Think positive. You are enough. You are worthy. Love yourself because you set the standard for everyone else who's going to love you after you. Set the standard. Set the bar. Love you guys.